Chapter 36 Aboard the Anakin Solo. Leia finished cutting a hole in the metal surface overhead and pushed the resulting plate out of the way, giving it a little boost in the force so that its glowing edges would not contact her skin. Cool air flowed across her. No alarms sounded. No blaster shots rained down on her. So far, so good. She stood, finding herself in a small workshop chamber, and leapt up to the floor, taking a look around. Tables, electronic parts, computer gear, one door out, no other occupants. She gave a quick look to the items on the table. Complex but rugged wiring and circuitry, hardy cylinders of Durasteel, a sophisticated and high-yield battery, familiar-looking buttons and brackets. Someone was building a lightsaber. It was almost done. It needed only to have a shell chosen and decorated, a gem installed. It had to be Jason. Perhaps he was building a weapon for Ben, under the assumption that he would be able to return Ben to his service. Iella clambered to her feet beside Leia.
How far?
Absently, Leia pointed toward the sidewall.
Just on the other side. We're there. I'll activate the comm frequency jammer.
Iella set her backpack down on the lightsaber assembly table and opened it. Han clambered out of the hole in the floor.
Before you activate that,
he pulled out his own comm link and spoke into it.
R2, extract.
Iella winced and threw a switch on the side of the box within her backpack.
That might have alerted sensors in this area.
Han shrugged.
We can't leave R2 where he is, to be picked up and wiped by the Alliance.
The wall Leia had gestured toward crashed inward. A YVH combat droid battered its way into the workroom, raising its arm toward Han, and fired. Luke and Saba flanked Ben, their lightsabers up, and caught the barrages of blaster damage being hurled their way. Kydus waited. Patient. They couldn't sustain that amount of fire for very long. Either they'd die, or they'd figure out how to put the combat droids down fast. As blaster bolts began ricocheting all over the bridge, the Anakin Solo's officers dived for cover behind their stations. Kydus merely ignited his lightsaber, ready to fend off any ricochets coming his way. Curiously, Ben returned his own lightsaber to his belt. The boy gestured out in either direction. Something flew from each hand, down to the YVH droids in the officers' pits, adhering to their chests. Kydus sighed. Of course. The Jedi had plundered grenades from the droids they'd defeated. As the thought occurred to him, the detonators went off. The combat droids disappeared. Not vaporized, but hurled into and through the bulkhead armor behind them. The shock wave hammered everything at the stern end of the bridge, shredding officers' stations, setting men and women on fire. Screams and alarms filled the air. Ben repeated the move, planting a grenade on the chests of the two YVH droids flanking the Jedi. Kydus blinked. It seemed a suicide move. The explosions would consume the Jedi as well as the droids. But Luke and Saba lashed out, each kicking a different direction, and the two droids, still firing, toppled over backward into the pits where their comrades had been. In the moment he had before those detonators went off, Kydus acted to whittle down the enemy numbers as they had been whittling down his. He gestured, exerting himself telekinetically, and Saba Sebatine slipped laterally into the starboard pit, almost atop the doomed droid there. Her leap toward safety was almost instantaneous, but almost wasn't good enough. The detonators went off. The blast caught Sebatine when she was only a meter or two in the air. It propelled her like an old-fashioned munition to the portside wall, slamming her into that surface 5 meters above the floor, and she slid, flaming, down into the pit. Luke and Ben looked Kytus's way. He smiled at them and shrugged. One down. The four droids nearest him kept firing. As the wall crumpled, Han leapt backward, toward the door, hoping it was automated and would open for him. Leia drew and lit her lightsaber. Iella dived for the hole in the floor. The exchange took place in what seemed like slow motion. Han's shoulders did not hit the door. He staggered back into the corridor. Leia's blade came up and deflected the first 3 or 5,000 bolts from the droid's right arm. Someone shot the droid 3, 4, 5 times in the chest. Han was surprised to see the blaster in his own hand, firing as fast as his finger could pull the trigger, his brain not figuring into the equation. And then his shoulder blades hit the passageway wall behind him, throwing his aim off. Aim off. He couldn't hurt this thing by shooting it where a human would be hurt. But at a distance of 3 meters, he could hit anything he could see, including any symbol on a sabacc card. He traversed his fire, letting muscle memory and reflex do the work. His blaster shots stitched a line across the droid's chest, down its arm, to the blaster embedded in its arm, to the barrel. Han's shot entered the barrel aperture, and the lower portion of the right arm exploded. The laminanium armor of the forearm mostly contained the detonation. Han saw the composite skin split in places, the rents filling with fire, and felt a tear along his cheek as something grazed him. The droid wasn't down, though. It raised its other arm. Relieved of the burden of deflecting blaster shots, Leia stepped in and brought her lightsaber blade down on the arm, just above the elbow, where the armatures were thinnest. Her blow didn't cut through the arm, not immediately, but the force of her blow was enough to knock it sideways, and the arc of electricity emerging from it missed her by centimeters, plowing into the passageway wall above Han's head. Then the left arm did come off at the elbow. Han continued firing, spraying bolts at the droid's photoreceptors. The droid swung the remains of its right arm at Leia. A potentially deadly attack, it was strong enough to crush her skull, break her back, but she bent at the waist, allowing the blow to sweep harmlessly over her, and straightened, driving her blade up under the droid's rib-like chest armor. The attack sheared through systems, causing sparks to emerge at both the top and bottom of the ribs, and her blade point entered the skull from below. The droid jittered in place for a moment, raised its arm for a second blow, and collapsed. Rather than have her lightsaber be yanked down by its weight, Leia deactivated the weapon, then reactivated it when the droid was clear. Iella, pale, emerged partway from their access hole.
That was interesting.
Han nodded. Want to do it again?
No!
They found Alana 2 compartments down, a frightened little girl in a party frock hiding in the closet of an armory. When Leia opened the closet door, she lunged at them, an injector pen in her hand. But Leia caught her wrist, stopping the blow, and as quickly released the girl. Such a pretty girl, and so familiar-looking. Leia raised her hand, palm out, a gesture of peace to forestall another attack.
I bring a message from your mother.
Suspicious, scowling, Alana backed away from her.
Tell me.
I'll show you instead.
She reached into her robe pouch and brought out a device, a hand-sized holoprojector. She set it on a table and activated it. A hologram of Tenel Ka, doll-sized, swam into resolution. Tenel Ka smiled, her expression hopeful, and spoke.
Alana, time is short. First, Bantha Excess Glowrod.
Alana lowered her injector pen and smiled. Her gaze was fixed on the image of her mother, and her thoughts were so transparent that Leia could hear them as speech carried through the Force.
the words. The real words. These people are going to bring you to me. Go with them, and trust them as you do me, and know that I love you, and I've missed you more than I can say.
Tenel Ka raised a finger to her lips and blew a kiss, then faded away. Alana looked up at her rescuers.
We can go now?
Leia nodded.
We can go right now.
Can I leave a note for Jason?
I'm afraid not, sweetie. You can calm him once we get to Hapes. You don't have time to pack.
That's all right. Everything that's mine is still at home.
Impossibly, Saba stood, even got her lightsaber up to deflect the next wave of blaster bolts aimed at her. Smoke rose from her back and legs, and stretches of her skin were charred, bleeding. But she was upright, standing on shaky legs. Luke didn't turn toward Ben, but pitched his voice to make it easier for the boy to hear.
Get her out of here!
Remember why I'm here, Grandmaster!
Vexed, Luke tightened his jaw and nodded. He raised his voice.
Master Sebatine! Extract!
This one is still
leaving!
Luke's tone was unyielding.
Remember what we're here for!
Beyond Jason, the metal shutters were coming down across the viewports. It wasn't surprising. The explosions had to have weakened the viewport housings, and the ship's diagnostics were sealing everything up before the atmosphere could explosively escape. Besides, all of a sudden there were more ships to see out there, and some of them were approaching the Anakin Solo, laser batteries flashing. Luke gestured toward Jason. Jason raised his lightsaber and his left hand, ready to ward off any attack. But Luke's gesture was a diversion. His exertion in the Force picked up one of the YVH droids and hurtled it backward against the faltering viewport. The transparasteel buckled, and the droid was lost to space. Air rushing past the Jedi tugged them forward, and Jason staggered back toward the viewports. But then the shutters came down, sealing the bridge. Meanwhile, Luke felt a pained exertion in the Force as Saba leapt up to the walkway and walked, limped off the bridge. Three YVH droids were left, and Jason, against Luke and Ben. Jason was Luke's match, which meant Ben had to cope with three combat droids. The odds weren't good. Then the odds changed. As he batted blaster fire with his lightsaber, Luke felt a surge of emotion in the Force. Innocent joy. A little girl's delight at going home. Jason visibly paled.
Alana.
Suddenly he charged, crossing his own combat droid's streams of blaster fire, forcing them to cease fire for brief moments. He came at Luke, but leapt laterally, flying across empty air to one of the doorways leading aft, utterly ignoring the Jedi. Luke snapped a command to his son.
Extract! Warn Leia Jason's coming!
He got his lightsaber up and deflected new streams of blaster fire, then began backing toward the bridge's blast doors, toward his son. Keeping his father and the nearly impenetrable blaster shield Luke represented between himself and the YVH combat droids, Ben backflipped through the blast doors and darted to the right, getting behind the cover the door frame represented. He slammed a palm across the shut button and thumbed his comm link.
Aunt Leia, extract! Jason's coming!
Her voice came back, clear and calm.
Already extracting.
Go fast!
Ben glanced over his shoulder and saw that the corridor was clear of personnel. The only living thing to be seen was Saba, limping along in the distance. Blaster bolts from the combat droids, bolts Luke did not even bother to deflect, poured out into the corridor like rain blown sideways. but none ventured near Saba. Luke backed through the blast doors when there was just enough of a gap to accommodate him. They slammed shut, cutting off the torrent of blaster fire. Ben drove his lightsaber into the control panel and kept shoving, burning a hole clear through to the corresponding panel on the far side. Luke glanced over at him. "Time to go,"